So let's get this straight. You live in Reading, but you are a Tottenham fan.
Yeah, that's right. I was actually born in Hitchin, so Tottenham is kind of my closest club to there.
Good Tottenham territory, I think we call Hitchin. You were at White Hart Lane to show off your medal, was that right?
Yeah, absolutely. Spurs invited, there was four of us in the end, got invited down to parade the medal at half time, and it's just lovely to be around the club, and also got to meet the new manager, AVB, so that was something special, and also Ledley King as well was there, so that was nice.
Oh, brilliant, absolutely. No, I've quite a lot of the football matches I've been to recently, they paraded the Olympians, and if it's been a and Paralympians, if it's been a particularly awful first half, I have to say the athletes have had the biggest cheer of the game so far, so you're still getting lauded wherever you go.
Yeah, I have to say, we watched the Norwich game, and to be honest, Tottenham were pretty bad. But the reception we got at halftime was just amazing. You know, similar to what we got at the Olympic Games. So, you know, it was nice to be able to continue it for a few more weeks.
I think people are almost, or football fans are almost trying to make the point, aren't they? You know, as you know, well-publicised issues with footballers these days, and the members of the public are saying, look, you can be an elite sports person and not necessarily fall foul of some of the things that footballers do. You can be upright individuals and still successful, such as the Team GB women's hockey team, and of course all the other medalists as well.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we work so hard every day, and we kind of only get to show that off at, you know, sometimes once every 4 years, to the, you know, a lot of the public. We obviously do have tournaments every year, but they're not often on TV. So we work so hard, and we have to be on our game every single day. And when you put that much effort in, you know, you have to give it everything you've got.
Do you think that what's gone on over the course of the last couple of months has sort of changed the way that that all of the different sports at the Olympics and Paralympics have been perceived? Seb Coe said in his closing ceremonies, but one of the closing ceremony speeches, we will never look at sport or disability in the same way again. There's been some mind shifts, you think, in the whole population, given what we've all seen and enjoyed this summer?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, just millions of people watching both the Olympics and the Paralympics. I think Seb Coe is absolutely right. There has been a shift in people's perceptions of Paralympians and potentially women in sport as well. There's obviously, you know, a huge topic with that at the moment. And there, you know, I think sports people on the whole can show to other people that how far you can push yourself and what you can achieve when you give it everything. Yeah, hopefully we've inspired a few more people to take up sport, you know, not even to be at elite level, but just to take up sport for fun, because it really does give you so many things in life.